Genesis chapter 27. It happened when Isaac was old, his eyes were dim, so he couldn't see. He called Esau his older son. Now, you remember that Isaac loved Esau and his wife Rebekah loved Jacob, which was not a good, sensible idea. Anyway, he called Esau his older son and said to him, "My son," he said to him, "here I am." He said, "See now, I'm old. I don't know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, that's where you keep arrows, and your bow, and go out to the field and take me venison."
Did he used to have a bow and arrow?
Yeah, he was to go and hunt deer if he was going to make venison. "Make me savoury food like I love, and bring it unto me that I may eat, and that my soul may bless you before I die." Well, Jacob had probably told Isaac that the birthright had now gone to him. You'd remember he bought it from Esau for some stew that he sold him when Esau was starving hungry. Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Behold, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savoury food that I may eat and bless you before Yahweh, before my death." Well, he didn't actually say, "I want to bless you before the Lord." He just said, "I want to bless you before I die." So she added there, she thought, "Oh yeah, this is the special blessing of God. And I don't want Esau to get that. I want Jacob to get it." So everything goes wrong here. And from all these mistakes, we can learn lessons. She added some words that she had imagined. So she says to Jacob, "Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I'm going to tell you. Go now to the flock and get me from there 2 good young goats, and I'll make them savoury food for your father like he loves. And you will bring it to your father that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death." Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. What if my father touches me? I will seem to him as a deceiver, and I would bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." His mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." He went and got them and brought them to his mother. His mother made savoury food like his father loved. Rebekah took the good clothes of Esau, her older son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. She put the skins of the young goats on his hands and on the smooth of his neck. She gave the savoury food and the bread which she prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. He came to his father and said, "My father," he said, "here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, and we can imagine him trying to put on his brother's voice, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done what you asked me to do." This was absolute lies. "Please arise, sit and eat of my venison, that your soul may bless me." Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you found it so quickly, my son?" He said, "Because Yahweh your God gave me success." Now you see, he talks about Yahweh your God. It's as if Jacob has not really accepted Yahweh as his God. Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Isaac suspects this might be a trick. Jacob went near to Isaac, his father. He felt him and said, "That voice is Jacob's voice," although Jacob surely was trying to put on the voice of Esau, "but the hands are the hands of Esau." He didn't recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." Absolute lie. Isaac said, "Bring it near to me and I will eat of my son's venison that my soul may bless you." He brought it near to him and he ate. He brought him wine and he drank. His father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." He came near and kissed him. He smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, "Behold, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which Yahweh has blessed. God give you of the dew of the sky, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and new wine. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers." That includes Jacob. "Let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you. Blessed be everyone who blesses you." So Isaac liked to imagine that he was putting Jacob underneath Esau, which is exactly the opposite of what Rebecca had been told when she was expecting the twins, when God had told her that the older must serve the younger. So Isaac didn't want to accept that. He wanted to try to twist it round in his own strength so that that wouldn't happen by blessing, as he thought, the older son. And likewise, Jacob and Rebekah were also trying to force things through in their own strength. So they were all wrong. Every part of this is wrong. And it's a lesson to us to simply not strive for these material blessings. It happened as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob had just gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also made savory food and brought it to his father. He said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that your soul may bless me." Isaac his father said to him, "Who are you?" He said, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." So when he says, "I am the firstborn," he's just forgetting the consequences of how he had sold the birthright so that he would not be the firstborn son. He thought that, that was a long time ago. I was just hungry when I did that. Well, there are results, there are consequences to our sins, and we can't just shrug and say that, that was a long time ago. We've got to realize that when we do bad things, these things have consequences. That is, things result from them. And those results may go on all our lives. Isaac trembled and said, "Who then is he who has taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before you came and have blessed him. And yes, he will be blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry, rather like the weeping and gnashing of teeth of the rejected people. And he said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, my father." Isaac said, "Your father came with deceit and has taken away your blessing."
"Your father has come and taken away..."
No, your brother. "Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing." Now, in the New Testament, Paul mentions this, and he says that the rejected who come to the day of judgment and are told, "You will not be in the kingdom," they will want to change the verdict. They will want to say, "Oh no, please change it, let me in." And Paul says it's going to be like Esau, who tried with tears to change the result, but it was too late. And Paul says, "He for one morsel of meat sold his birthright, and afterward, when he wanted to change the result of that, he couldn't." And so we must realize that there are really serious consequences to how we behave.
Or you could say that he despised his birthright.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's what the record says, that thus he despised his birthright at the time. But then now it comes, as it were, to the time of blessing for being the firstborn and having the birthright. He suddenly wants it again. He said, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? He supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and see, now he's taken away my blessing." He said, "Haven't you reserved a blessing for me?" Isaac replied to Esau, "Behold, I have made him your lord, and all his brothers have I given to him for servants. With grain and new wine have I sustained him. What then will I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, my father." Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Isaac his father answered him, "Behold, of the fatness of the earth will be your dwelling, and of the dew of the sky from above. By your sword will you live, and you will serve your brother. It will happen when you will break loose that you shall shake his yoke from off your neck." Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. Now, later on, as you know, Jacob goes away and lives in the east. And then he returns, and he's very wealthy, got great big flocks, and he has to meet Esau, who's coming towards him with 400 men. And he falls down before him. Jacob falls down before Esau. And he says, "Take away my blessing, my brother, because the grace of God is enough for me." So all this wrangling about who's going to get the blessing, who's going to get the inheritance, who's going to become wealthy, in the end, Jacob says, "I don't want it. because I've known God's grace.
They're like fighting over it.
Well, yes, that's right. Just like people fight over inheritances when somebody dies. Oh, that should have gone to me. No, it should have gone to me. And the way of Christian maturity, of spiritual maturity, is to say that, look, I don't want to be rich. For me, it is enough, as Jacob said, that I have seen God's face and I'm still alive, that I am with God and God is with me. Take away my blessing, he says to Esau in the end. And so much life is wasted in wrangling about different things and in trying to get rich, when the real blessing is to know God and to be sure of being in his kingdom. So Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are near, then I will kill my brother Jacob. He said this in his heart. The words of Esau were told to Rebekah. So he said it in his heart, but his words were told to Rebekah. Just shows that if you hate your brother in your heart, and you plan whole things against your brother in your mind, it will come out in your words, and people will in the end see it. That's why Jesus keeps saying that what matters is how we think in our heart, because that controls everything else. So Rebekah sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, behold, your brother Esau is planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran. Stay with him a few days, until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turn away from you and he forgets what you've done to him. Just shows what a very surface-level person Esau was. He got really mad about things and he just forgot all about it. Like he sold his birthright and he sort of, yeah, just forgot all about it. I'm hungry, give me some food. Yeah, I have my birthright. And she knew what her son was like. That he would get mad, he would kill Jacob and then, he would move on from that. So like a lot of people today, he had no depth to him. He was just looking at life as it seems right at this moment. So she says, once he's forgotten what you've done to him, then I will send and get you from there, from Haran. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day? Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, which is what Esau had done, like these of the daughters of the land, what good will my life do to me? So she's saying that if he marries one of these unbelieving women, she feels that she might as well be dead. That was how important it was for those early believers, that their children married believers. That's why we really want you to marry believers who are committed to the things of God and Jesus. And marriage is, after your decision to get baptized under Jesus, marriage is the most important decision you take in your life.